Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 23rd, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a beautiful and quite hot summer day here in rural Lancaster County where we prepare these messages. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our goal to encourage each day as well as instruct in the Scriptures. Today's message is the first of a three-part series we plan to do from Romans 12, verse 12. It's titled, Joyful in Hope. The scripture text, sounds like the title, is from Romans 12, verse 12.
And that is what it says, be joyful in hope.
When people ask where we live, we often tell them Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, since many in America are somewhat familiar with our area and can mentally picture our beautiful rural region. Less familiar is the name of our small town, Mount Joy, which we really like to identify with, though we do live outside the borough limits.
Mount Joy sounds as if its name might have originated from Scripture and prompts a consideration of many verses conveying joy. However, Mount Joy was actually named after an Irish ship rather than a mountain, since we are not on or near any mountain. Another interesting village name here in Lancaster County is Mount Hope. It would be interesting to explore the derivation of this name, since many devout religious immigrants settled this area in the 18th century. It's not unlikely that it represents an expression of faith.
There are many sources of joy in one's life. A newborn baby, a wedding, a milestone or accomplishment such as a graduation or job promotion or retirement. People also find joy in activities such as sports or being a spectator at sporting events such as the current World Cup soccer matches.
Paul expresses in the four words today of our daily text a blessed outlook for those belonging to Christ. He says again, be joyful in hope. These four words prompted a personal study of the word regarding our hope, which we find to be very spiritually refreshing. Let's consider three reasons today, even though there are, of course, many more, that we can rejoice or be joyful in our hope in Christ.
First of all, our hope in Christ is a secure hope. And our scripture verse that establishes that is Hebrews 6, verse 19, which states, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. The anchor theme is popular among songwriters and hymnists, but this is the only place in Scripture that anchor is used figuratively, denoting the firm and secure hope we have in Christ. Many things on earth claim to be secure, but only in Christ do we have real, lasting security.
And secondly, our hope in Christ is a constant hope. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 25, verse 5, my hope is in you all day long. Our spiritual hope in Christ doesn't diminish or fluctuate due to the vagaries of life. Psalm 65, verse 8 says this, where morning dawns and evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. Well, this scripture verse is the basis of a song that we sing in our church, and perhaps you sing as well. It's called Your Name.
Thirdly, our hope in Christ is a strengthening hope. Our scripture text to establish this is the familiar portion from Isaiah 40, verse 31. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. And I'm aware some versions say wait there. This is the great passage that speaks of mounting up with wings like eagles. The struggles and disappointments of life can be wearying and drain us of hope. If we go forth in our own strength, we will soon exhaust our source of joyful hope and fail miserably. But when our hearts and our hopes are mounted in heaven, we will be carried above the difficulties and be stronger in our faith and in our resolve to remain faithful.
Well, indeed, hope is one of the greatest of God's blessings. God's relationship with us always involves faith, and active faith in Him will always lead to hope. When our faith in God is weak, inactive, or non-existent, we will either have no hope or misplaced hope. Just consider the attitude of many toward the stock market, retirement accounts, world peace, and so forth. Surely the Apostle Paul lived very simply, particularly compared to today's standards. Yet what richness we find in the daily scripture portion is he simply says, be joyful in hope. That's a scripture you could memorize today. It's a portion of a scripture, but it's full of thought. Genuine Christ-directed faith leads to a real hope. And that leads to an amazing, unexplainable ability to rejoice whatever the circumstances. That's why Paul could write in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore.
Well, surely some of you today are facing some very trying circumstances. Today, we encourage you to focus on the hope we have in Christ. And we end with a thought-provoking saying I heard many years ago that I really like. Man's way leads to a hopeless end, but God's way leads to an endless hope.
Let's pray together. Father, our hope is steadfast and secure as we trust in you for everything we have need of. We are grateful for your divine presence and daily provision as we meet the challenges of each new day. Our hope is not diminished with these challenges, for we depend not on our own strength or wisdom, but on the one whose hope is secure, constant, and strengthening. Help us to be patient in affliction and faithful in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what a joy to share the word of the Lord today and two great themes of joy and hope. We also have a road near us and the church we associate with called Mount Pleasant. Well, there would be another development. Well, in preparing for today's lesson, I was really blessed as I just studied numerous scriptural passages with qualities of hope in Christ and the Word. And if you go to the website today, I actually list a number of additional verses, and I actually found a little descriptive word to describe the type of hope that they demonstrate. Well, a little while ago, I went down and watched an Amish, I guess you'd call it a school racing. There was only four or five of them working, and it looks like they're pretty well along. I've been invited by my friend Jesse to do so. The Amish, a lot of great qualities, and one of them is the cooperation in which they labor together. Demonstrated most famously, I suppose, in their barn racings. Well, we do have some music we suggest today as typically, and actually have a little outline format in the music as well based upon each of the 3 points in our message. Security, and a song called We Have an Anchor, and, two versions of that song actually. And then Constancy, and we refer to that song by Paul Baloche, Your Name, and we have a nice online video version of that. And then the third point was Strengthening Hope, and we have two verses from Isaiah 40:31 dealing with strength in that verse. Finally today, you may be curious, they do have a photo of the ship Mount Joy, the sailing ship Mount Joy, displayed on Main Street in our town. That way they don't have a photo of it, they actually have a replica of the ship, but I found a photo online today if you're curious. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's all one word run together, dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Wednesday, June 23rd, 2010. Of course, we post the message on the website each day, but it typically changes each weekday. If you are not listening to us on the 23rd of June 2010, just simply use the archive feature, previous message, and go back to the message for June 23rd. Well, again today, let me encourage you to be joyful in hope.